Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
You've been able to see firsthand some of the impact from this coronavirus. You've been able to talk to people. Give us a glimpse of what you're seeing from this virus within your community, your congregation, that sort of thing.
It's a little bit diverse. There are different segments of people who are impacted differently. One of the big ones that I particularly have concern for is people who have family members in the hospital, maybe being treated with chemotherapy for cancer or other serious things, and they can't be with their family member in the hospital. Family members, they're all alone at a time when they most need support, and the rest of the family really wants to be there with them and is very frustrated because they can't. There's another segment of the population that is pretty much sitting back, wringing their hands in anguish over all of this, focusing totally on how this is impacting their lives. And then there's a third group that, rather than doing that, is really taking advantage of it to spend more time with their spouse, their children, really spending some quality time, and then they look beyond themselves to see how they can reach out to other people who may be going through a hard time to try to touch their life in some meaningful way, either with a phone call or a card or something tangible that they might need, taking them milk or something of that nature.
For someone like yourself that is a pastor that's probably been on quite a few of those calls at one point in time or another to visit someone in the hospital, what is that like from your perspective, and what would you offer someone that maybe has that situation or has a family member in that situation where they're isolated and sick but they can't see a visitor?
It's strange. As important as the phone call is, it's not the same as being there with them, and it has left me feeling a little bit frustrated. You want so much to be present with them physically, to hold their hand when you pray or place a hand on their arm, and you just can't do that. But I have heard some very creative ways that family members have overcome that. I heard a story just this morning of a guy that rented a boom lift, took it to the hospital, and raised it up to the third floor window so he could see his family member in their hospital room. I thought that was pretty cool. He may have gotten in trouble for that, I'm not sure, but I'm guessing he thought it was worth it either way.
Very creative, that's for sure. There are some people that are a little upset, especially in Pennsylvania. They feel like maybe the restrictions are too strong. What would you say to that, and what have you seen specifically within your own community in that regard?
Well, it's interesting. The economic system that we live in, the key word there is system, everything impacts everything else. And I think of dairy farmers who are either dumping or having their milk dumped. If it wasn't hard enough already, now they can't get their milk to market because there aren't enough plastic jugs being made or something. The demand for milk obviously being dramatically reduced because schools aren't in session. It's just very frustrating. And then every business, one way or the other, touches every other business. Even in our hospitals, we hear stories of hospitals being overwhelmed and needing to relax standards to get more nurses back on board. But here in the rural counties, the hospitals are almost empty. Lots of people are working very reduced hours, if not being laid off completely. And small local hospitals have to be approaching a financial crisis because their overhead expense has pretty much remained unchanged, and the beds are all empty because all of the non-essential things have been canceled.
You mentioned the third group of people, and these are the ones that this is not the easy road. This is the harder road to take, but to really get creative, to take the positive approach, to see things for the good that's coming out of this pandemic. What have you heard as far as stories involving some of those or things that could maybe encourage our listeners from some of those people and what they're doing?
The people that are reaching out in a positive way go through their phone directory or their church directory and just make it a point to call people. And the ones that I think are doing the best job are not necessarily calling their closest friends, but calling people that may be a little bit on the fringes, so to speak. Sending out emails just to let people know, hey, I'm thinking about you, I'm praying for you. Do you need anything? Is there something I can do to help you? And in addition to pastoring the churches, I have a degree in rehabilitation counseling. I do a little bit of counseling on the side, and I see other counselors talking about dealing with this by doing breathing exercises and things like that. And, you know, I read all about those things in the books somewhere in the past too, but that's completely missing the point. Those things are not going to reduce your anxiety or your depression. The things that reduce those things are reaching out and doing something positive for the people around you. Spend a little more time in prayer. Spend a little more time in your Bible. Spend a little bit of more time looking for ways to be the body of Christ. That's what reduces people's anxieties.